ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police continue looking into clues linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to Charlie Kirk. Robinson turning himself in the evening after Kirk's murder. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in Utah are pouring over what they call a mountain of evidence against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the man authorities say fired that single fatal shot, killing Charlie Kirk. District attorney saying they hope to file charges by tomorrow, but authorities say they're receiving little help from the suspect who turned himself in Thursday.
There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center. Vice President J.D. Vance substituting for Charlie Kirk today on Kirk's talk show, expected to start at noon on the streaming platform Rumble. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on a two-day trip to Israel as the IDF intensifies its attacks on northern Gaza, flattening high-rise buildings, killing at least 13. Venezuela accusing the U.S. of illegally boarding one of its fishing boats in search of drugs, which were not found. This is ABC News. If you get your insurance, health insurance, through the marketplace, you could be seeing a big spike in premiums next year.
Millions will be facing skyrocketing health insurance costs unless Congress votes to extend subsidies. Some people have already gotten letters, insurers mailing out notices in nearly every state, with some proposing premium hikes as high as 50%. Democrats are threatening to vote to shut down the government at the end of this month if Republicans don't extend the subsidies. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
China is accusing chipmaker NVIDIA of violating the country's anti-monopoly laws and says it will step up scrutiny of the company. President Trump saying he might let the TikTok ban go into effect on Wednesday as scheduled if a deal can't be reached. He says he hopes it works out.
I'd like to do it for the kids that like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok and I got the youth vote.
On Wednesday, it's the latest deadline to reach a deal on new ownership. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
New this morning on WGBW 97.9, I'm Connie Feldman with your news update. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce officially launched her campaign for Wisconsin governor today. Royce is the third Democrat to enter the race, joining Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and the state's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez as the Democratic candidates in the 2026 race to replace Governor Tony Evers, who is retiring after two terms. The race is open, with no incumbent running for the first time since 2010. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and suburban Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien are the only two announced candidates. Well, tonight's your chance to let the Green Bay Area Public School District know what you think about how to keep students safe at school. The district is holding a community roundtable discussion tonight on school security to get feedback and recommendations for improvements. The meeting is at 6 p.m. at Preble High School, where a couple lunchroom fights led police to find a gun and ammunition in a backpack last week. Since then, the district has implemented a new clear bag policy, which means more than 11,000 students need to get a new backpack by this time next week if they want to bring a bag to school. The community has rallied in support of students, with many individuals and businesses buying clear backpacks to hand out to any student who needs one. District leaders acknowledge the clear bag policy alone won't solve the problem, which is why they say they want to hear from the community. They say all options for increased security will be considered, including metal detectors, regardless of cost. The district also encouraged students and families with safety concerns to reach out to online tip lines like Speak Up, Speak Out, and Crime Stoppers. Downtown Green Bay will be getting a major facelift in less than a year in the form of new housing and a new fire station. The city's redevelopment authority recently approved several key agreements and millions of dollars of support toward the construction project. The plan is to break ground next summer on a new Green Bay Metro Central City headquarters and 85 units of affordable housing, a project with a $32 million price tag. City leaders say the public-private partnership with General Capital will help address downtown Green Bay's need for housing and public safety. The plan is to develop the former Badger Sheet Metal site at 420 South Broadway into a new Central City Fire Station and five-story apartment building to be called Fire Station Apartments. Many aging industrial buildings on the property site have already been demolished. The latest approvals are a big step toward the goal of construction starting in June of 2026. With news at the top and the bottom of the hour and on demand anytime. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball, it turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Local news and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. Before texting, if you wanted to meet up with somebody, you just banged on the pipes.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me. Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hall.
Gonna show if you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adore.
answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful died in. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Righteous Brothers weren't brothers at all. They lied to us about that.
And one of them, born and raised in Beaver Dam. So there's your Wisconsin connection. Coming up in a couple of minutes, a timeless commercial on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. This is one of those commercials. It's not a big jingle or anything like that, but I'm almost positive this won some Addie Awards. And not Emmys. Those were last night. Addie Awards. And this is one of those commercials. It'll even make the guys go, oh, wow, that's nice. So it's coming up. Give me about a minute for that, okay? Maybe two.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m., is the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field. What's a stair climb? Well, this event is a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Members of the community are invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories on the steps of Lambeau Field. I have done this climb once, and it is rough, but very impactful. Sign up today, head to WGBW.fm and click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time check, 8:19. I rounded up a few seconds. 63 degrees right now with sunshine at the Civic Media Studios downtown Green Bay on Washington Street. Time for the timeless commercial. This is a commercial that you know. This one probably won a few awards, and I'm guessing at that. I don't normally guess. I usually have the facts for you, but this time I'm pretty darn sure. You know this commercial because, let me set the scene for you, okay? This is not big on jingles or anything, but the scene is a tunnel at a football game, and a very big football player is hobbling, limping into the tunnel, and behind him, a little kid, maybe 10 years old, something like that. And action.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke?
There it is.
It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
Thanks. And a smile makes me feel good, makes me feel nice.
That's the way it should be. I like to say,
hey, the
whole world is smiling with me. Coca-Cola has life. Have a Coke and
thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile.
Have a Coke and a smile. That one does it to me every time. And the guys out there are going, aww.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW.
Hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hooka, hooka, hooka.
Just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, you can go for the green and gold. Green is cash, gold is jewelry, and you could win club seats to a game.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
You know what game I mean.
Sure like the ball. Good golly, Miss Molly. Sure like the ball. When you're rocking and rolling, can't hear your mama call. From the early, early morning to the early, early night, when the car is Molly rocking at the house of blue light. Good golly, Miss Molly. Sure like the ball. When you're rocking and rolling, can't hear your mama.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. News coming next.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling. Tracy, day after day, when you're this way, I get a love and feeling. Come with me, don't say no.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? Well, that's one option on the table for a public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear backpacks after a gun and ammunition were found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Preble High School. Many Green Bay parents are scrambling to get their hands on clear backpacks since the new bag policy was announced last week and goes into effect a week from today. That means more than 11,000 students need to get a new backpack by then if they want to bring a bag to school. In response to that demand, Green Bay retailers say they're working to get more clear backpacks in stock. Even local businesses that don't normally have anything to do with school supplies are chipping in. In a Facebook post, Specialty Auto in Suamico announced they've ordered 25 clear backpacks to give to families in need who weren't expecting that expense. Show a student ID and they'll give you a backpack. No questions asked, the post says. Several other social media posts from individuals have also popped up over the last few days offering to buy clear backpacks for families whose back-to-school budget is already tapped. School officials also say the student services departments throughout the district will help any student get a clear backpack if they need one. New today, Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce officially launched her campaign for Wisconsin governor this morning. Royce is the third Democrat to enter the race, joining Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and the state's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez as the Democratic candidates in the 2026 race to replace Governor Tony Evers. Evers is retiring after two terms. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and suburban Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien are the only announced candidates. The race is open, with no incumbent running for the first time since 2010. And UWGB kicked off Hispanic Heritage Month in Green Bay this weekend with an outdoor festival on campus. Hispanic Heritage Latinx Month starts today and runs through October 15th. The month-long series of events is a time to celebrate and recognize the history, culture, and contributions Hispanic Latinx people bring to our community. The Titletown District will be hosting a celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month this Thursday with live music, food vendors, and other activities for the whole family. The event runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Titletown this Thursday night. For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
News. Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW with the Raspberries out of Cleveland, which is where the Brewers, Packers are going next weekend. But I digress.
Baby, please go away. It feels so right. children.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, said Dan proudly. It's 67 degrees, 844. Starting a week from today, it's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Got nice prizes that you can win, including the, well, the green part of the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is money. And the gold part is jewelry. And there's a grand prize that I haven't even mentioned yet. Club seats for the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. So this year, right? Boy, the Vikings got clobbered on national TV last night, but I don't want to get off the point. It starts Monday, and you can listen for keywords then. We'll have them throughout the day. You text them, but you got to use the Civic Media app to get them to us. And that's available at civicmedia.us or at your app store, or at the bottom of the page at wgbw.fm. Okay, so maybe have that in place before we start giving you keywords next Monday so you don't have to scramble. And good luck to you. Nice prizes you can win from WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love, though you tell.
from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with a gem from Motown.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now the only thing that keeps me hanging on when I feel my strength, yeah, is almost gone. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, it's a game of give and take. How long must I wait? How much more can I take before loneliness will cause my heart to break? No, I can't bear to live my life alone. I grow impatient for a love to call my own. But when I feel that I can't go on, these precious words keeps me talk to me at night for some tender arms.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful...
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That's going to wrap it up for me, Dan Marcus, this Monday morning. But good news, Laura McKenna is next. You know Laura, and she's going to play some good tunes for you because she's been well-trained in the art of playing timeless hits here at WGBW.
One, two, three. Good love.
Tell me what's ailing me, doctor. I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so raggedy, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with his shovel in his hand. See, education he never had, but he did wonders when the time got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, "Is it Patches? I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you." 2 days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, "Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest." But then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. You see, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depending on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, "Lord, give him strength to face.